Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Road race, of course, the gun goes off at 10 a.m. this morning. Some 10,000 runners. At last check, I mean, there are people who, about 9,600 plus have registered, and it'll definitely be over 10,000. And they say upwards of 35,000 spectators might be on hand. There's a bunch of live bands, and we're seeing runners, you know, bib runners already coming in and getting ready. People want to avoid the big rush of traffic toward the end. It'll start to get crazy here in about an hour. We see the television crews getting ready. There's a big boom camera right by the start finish line, of course. It's on the radio with us, live broadcast. It's also, I believe, broadcast on Fox 61. We talked with BJ Fennella, Fox 61, earlier about that. They spent a tremendous amount of time getting ready. These not easy things to televise necessarily. I wanted to ask them if they use drones and such. But, you know, one side of the Manchester Road Race, you know, we talk about the charitable side of things. And part of that is the Manchester Road Race blood drive, which is a big deal. And it's funny because this is only the second year I've done it, and there's a lot of familiar faces, and one of them is Lance Morgan, who is here to talk about the blood drive. First of all, Lance, how you doing?
Good morning. It's great to be back.
Yeah,
here.
I'm not. Let me just reach that right there, like right there. That's perfect, right like that. How you been? How's your year? You look great.
It's a great year, and I must say it's Thanksgiving in Manchester. A beautiful time.
Where else would you rather be?
No other place.
Now, you're on the executive committee for the race, is that right?
Yes, I am.
And you focus the blood drive. Just tell people, because I didn't know this until I went to the luncheon the other day. I guess I didn't remember it from last year, how big they try to make this blood drive.
Yeah, so I became a part of the blood drive about 8 years ago. And my first year, I observed and I saw, you know, some glitches and stuff that we could have improved. So the following year, Jim Balcom said, Lance, I want you to run this blood drive. And I said, I'll do it because I'm in the medical field. So I said, what better thing to give back to the community? And I got a lot of work going with the American Red Cross, and I gave them some demands of stuff I needed.
And tell them.
Yeah, I told them, and I said, I want decreased wait time for people coming in. And, you know, we made it fun to our sponsors, ECHN, Eastern Connecticut Pathology Group, and Highland Park Market. All of these people helped me to boost the drive. We brought in entertainment, food, all this stuff. And people came in, and the blood drive moved from 160-something pint a year to now we're averaging 330 something a year. Last year we got 335, which was a record.
And that ends up being the biggest.
It is the biggest single day blood drive in the state of Connecticut. Today, up to date, we have 392 appointments for tomorrow. That doesn't count.
So the blood drive is actually tomorrow.
Tomorrow at Manchester High School, starting 8:30 to 4:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah. Now, of course, so you have close to 400, but there'll be a bunch of no-shows, of course.
There'll be some no-shows, but you have walk-ins, so those kind of balance out.
So you might hit 400.
I'm hoping 350 at least, minimum.
Wow. Yes. And so what's the record?
The record is 336.
336.
Yes.
And you're sort of in the mindset like you want to just up it a little bit every year. You don't want to beat it by too much, right, Lance? Because if you beat it by too much, then you got to really hit it out of the park next year.
Then my job becomes harder. Because if I beat it by too much, you know, I'm going to have trouble beating that.
Right. So, you don't want 337 because people think the fix is in. But you got to get like 345, 350, and you're good.
small increases, yes.
But you make a I'm making a joke of it, but I'm not making light of it. No. I mean, this stuff is super important.
And this is real because at this time of the year, we have a shortage of blood normally. And I was listening to a program on the radio recently, and the Blood Cross, the American Red Cross, has about 2 to 3 days' supply of blood currently in the state of Connecticut. No, the normal is about 5 to 6 days' supply. So we do have a shortage of blood currently, and so the need is out there. The good news is if you donate one pint of blood, you can save 3 lives, because that pint of blood can be broken up into red blood cell, plasma, and platelets.
Right.
So you can save 3 lives by donating a pint of blood.
Yeah, we're talking with Lance Morgan. He's a physician's assistant. He's on the executive committee of the Manchester Road Race, and his responsibility really is to make sure this blood drive is what it is, which is the biggest single-day blood drive in the state of Connecticut, which is impressive. But what I want to ask you is, I don't know my blood type. So can I still give?
You can still give. The American Red Cross will let you know your blood type after your donation. You get all this record on your phone via
email. they check it for you.
They check it for you, yes, and they'll let you know your blood type.
Is there a particular blood type that I think there's one that's more advantageous, that has more flexibility with who it can help?
O negative is the blood that we all, you know, because
that's the mother's milk of the blood drive.
That's the universal donor.
O negative.
O negative.
Because
yeah.
It works for all.
Yeah. All, you can give it to anyone, any different other blood types. So we always say O negative, you know, come out. But we take all blood. You know, all blood is important. And we urge people to come out. We have slots open in the afternoon.
Okay. Is that Manchester High School?
Manchester High School. Island Park Market will be providing 3 different types of soup for
their stuff is so good.
Oh,
too.
It is good. It is good. So Molly's all over this, and we have all the soup. Yes.
Molly Devaney, of course, of Highland Park Market. Yeah. And the truth is, you have to rebuild a little bit in your body. I mean, again, I don't know why, if these factoids are right, but do we have 8 pints of blood in our bodies?
I'm not sure. It's close, so somewhere close to there. I'm not sure the right.
I wonder. And how long does it like? They used to just give us apple juice and a cookie, and you get Highland Park Market. That's kind of nice.
We have much more than that. So ECHN will bring some bars, protein bars, all that type of stuff. We have refreshment provided by the American Red Cross. But Molly Devaney comes in with a full force of food. Yes.
You know, I want to ask you, we're talking with Lance Morgan. And what practice do you work? Where do you work?
I work in a sports medicine orthopedic practice with Dr. Veltri in Manchester and Tallinn. And we take care of about 10 high schools in the local here.
Oh, wow. So you cover their games and stuff?
We cover football. We just finished football season. So we cover games. But we take care of the athletes. Once they get hurt, they come in and see us. Yes.
And I want to ask you, you know, why did you get involved in the Manchester Road Race? And what was your intention when you did first getting involved,
you
before
know,
Balcom said here?
This comes surreal because 8 years ago, just before I joined the Manchester Road Race, I had surgery in my heart. And before I left the hospital, I needed 2 pints of blood. So this comes real to me. So, you know, giving back is really important. And so this, I try to work my butt off every year to get as much blood as I can for the state of Connecticut.
Well, that's great. And do you, what in terms of, you work with the Red Cross, what do you have difficulty? Is it a challenge to get people to, like, do you need volunteer help, or does the Red Cross take care of everything?
They do all the technical work in terms of taking the blood, all the logistic stuff. We help with the registration, bringing in people, food, you know, getting people comfortable before and after they donate the blood. But we have a well-oiled machine there tomorrow. And it's an efficient service. We use both the gymnasium and the cafeteria. So we already set up the space yesterday. And so when the Red Cross comes in the morning,
they're
we are all
ready
to go.
Yes. So just remind people again, if they want to give blood, if you're anywhere nearby, and this might be a silly question. If people have a lot of, if they drink some alcohol today or anything, it's not a problem?
No, it's not a problem.
Okay.
They can still donate.
I just, not that, just checking for a friend.
Yes.
So give us the details again. If you're in the area, I mean, Morgan Cunningham said he talked to some people who are up for Thanksgiving from New London. Wherever you are, I mean, Manchester's kind of an easy place to get to. What are the details that people want to come in as a drive-by and a walk-in
to
donate blood?
If you're a walk-in, right now you can come in. It's easier to get in the afternoon
Okay. Because
we have open slots. So if you're walking in the afternoon, you know, so we try to delay the wait time. So the morning appointment and up to about 1 o'clock is all filled right now. And so we are hoping that more people come in the afternoon. We have social media pushing, you know, the afternoon slots. But if you're around the town of Manchester, surrounding towns,
right,
just walk over to Manchester High School and we're there. We'll be there.
So starting, it starts at 9 a.m.?
8:30.
8:30, and yeah. It goes to when?
4:30.
4:30. Yeah.
Yes.
And the best times to go will be after 1 p.m., mm-hmm. although, you know, they don't have 100% hit rate on their appointments, so you can poke your head in to see if there's something available.
Yes.
And it's really important. They had, what, 336 last year?
Yes.
And they'd like to break a record.
335 last year, but our record is 336.
Okay, so you didn't break the record last year. So I don't know, Lance. You got to step up this year.
We're going to step up this year. We're going to do better than we have ever done. Yes.
I'm going to give you my number. I want you to shoot me a note over the weekend. Let me know what you end up hitting, and we'll talk about it on Monday. It's great to see you.
Nice to be back.
Yeah.
And thank you for all you do for the blood drive.
Oh, I mean, this is why we do what we do on WTIC, because these communities. I mean, today is so fun to be between you and the mayor and Lieutenant Shea. I mean, it's just... You can't help but get excited to be part of this stuff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.